Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Liberal candidate for Northumberland Peterborough South, Dorothy Norona, says greater investments in youth trades training, affordable housing, and healthcare are top of mind in her campaign. She says the number one issue voters are telling her is the lack of family doctors. She spoke with me about her campaign.
Well, my tagline is no place like home. And we chose Northumberland County about 22 years ago. And it's a fabulous place. It's a tremendous community. And I think I bring a fairly unique set of skills to the role, given currently I teach. Well, actually, as of last Friday, I taught. I've actually quit my job in order to run for this particular position. However, I've had 20 years in education, 10, 15 years in finance, 5 years in healthcare. And that blend, I think, makes me fairly unique in terms of the what I can bring to the role and support the citizens of Northumberland, Peterborough South.
Now, I know that local businesses and people are quite worried about what's going on south of the border with tariffs and what that could mean for affordability. I know we're just coming out of an affordability crisis, but we may be going back into one. How would you promote the local economy and safeguard jobs in Northumberland?
Well, there's I come from teaching business, and I look at the number of young entrepreneurs that I've put into the community, and I think that's where everything starts in terms of being productive, is looking at youth, looking at the programs available, things like OYAP, the Ontario Youth Apprenticeship Program, which is a program that exists drastically underfunded right now in terms of the ability to make our youth competitive in those fantastic jobs that they can get. Our post-secondary, drastically underfunded right now. Programs being cut at all of our community colleges, in the trades of all places as well. There are so many ways that we can become more effective, more productive, better able to handle whatever is thrown at us if we invest the time and we invest the money in our people, and particularly for our rural communities. Campbellford is not Toronto. I lived in Campbellford for 8 years. Unique situations call for a unique approach to make sure that those small communities are looked after.
Now, the Ontario Liberals are promising to cut taxes from 9.15% to 7.15% on people earning more than $51,000 a year, looking to eliminate PSTN home heating, reduce small business tax from 3.2% to 1.6%. And increase eligibility threshold. You're also promising to double the Ontario Disability Support Program and index that to inflation. Do you believe that's enough to entice voters, when gas and groceries seem to be the high priority of people?
Well, I've spent a lot of time at the doors, hundreds upon hundreds of doors. The number one concern right now is healthcare. The fact that people can't get a family physician. And although affordability absolutely is key, we're finding the biggest concern right now is people getting a family physician. 2.5 million people in Ontario, projected to be 4.4 million. In Northumberland, Peterborough South, that's 22,000 people without a family physician. Affordability, like I said, absolutely key. And those elements that you've put out there are definitely a way of getting there. But I'd say healthcare is really the number one concern for the people we're talking to.
So then doctors, nurse practitioners, how are you going to recruit?
Oh, so when you look at the Liberal plan, incredibly robust in terms of, first of all, training the foreign trained physicians to get them up and running, eliminating the fax machine. When you look at family physicians, the amount of time spent on paperwork, this is what's scaring a lot of them away and going into other specialties, is the fact that this is not a job treating people. It's doing paperwork. So looking at, like I said, eliminating the fax machine, looking at central referrals, and looking at those family teams and local hubs that address the needs of small communities as well, where, you know, you don't have to rely on just the family doctor that's looking after that part of things. You have all of the healthcare professionals working together on that.
Now, on to housing. The urban sprawl is moving east, and it's really taken over Northumberland County. Housing is very expensive in this part of Ontario, yeah, people in this town may not have the income threshold to meet that. And really, Northumberland hasn't really been a county that's been as affluent as the housing market is. How do you plan to address housing for this area?
So, and it's interesting you're saying sprawl, and where is the sprawl coming from? In a lot of cases, it's because when you look at housing that's being built, it's the McMansions, it's the very large homes. And when you look at the capacity in the major cities, if it's not there, where are people going to go? When you look at the Liberal housing plan that's put into place, it's looking at making those homes more affordable by looking at things like reducing the development charges, by also looking at better zoning in terms of allowing things like fourplexes. If you have those in urban areas, it offers more affordability that people can stay in Toronto versus having to go to areas that are further away. It's supply and demand, basically. And when you look at the Liberal plan, really addresses those ways of increasing housing everywhere, which will help us here as well.
Now, if you're going to put in new homes or build more homes, that's going to obviously increase or put more pressure on infrastructure, public transit. What would be the idea to bring the GO train east?
Oh, my goodness.
What would the plan be then to kind of support the housing development?
So the GO train was to be expanded to Bowmanville 2016. It was actually under Stephen Del Duca in the Liberal government. It was, again, promised under the Ford government. And it's interesting. GO train seems to be going everywhere but east right now. As someone with a family that commutes to Toronto on a regular basis, I mean, we're thankful that the VIA finally kind of came back. But how are we to be productive? How are we to reduce gridlock? How are we to be more effective if we're not looking at mass transit expanding everywhere, including to the east, not just to Milton and you know, York and places like that?
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.